A Metro Sheriff's Department is letting staff go to reduce costs. Oklahoma is one of only 5 states that does not standardize divorce forms. And a big rule change at the Oklahoma State Fair. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, September 13th. I'm Deborah Shar. The Cleveland County Sheriff's Office is reducing its staff and making other cost-saving cuts due to budget issues. The office announced the changes in a social media post today. The agency says layoffs would primarily affect administrative staff, but there would be some impact on deputies. Plans also include selling surplus assets, reviewing contracts, and using county IT and HR resources. Patrols will now focus on unincorporated areas of the county. The State Board of Education says it did not violate a federal injunction when it revoked the certificate of a former Norman teacher. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the board responded to a demand from a federal judge to explain the revocation.
The demand stemmed from a plaintiff request in a lawsuit over House Bill 1775, which prohibits certain discussions of race and sex in classrooms. In June, the case's judge issued a temporary injunction over parts of HB 1775, rendering them unenforceable for now. After former teacher Summer Boimier's certificate was revoked in August, the plaintiffs claimed the board's decision was partially based on Boimier allegedly violating HB 1775. Boimier had provided students with the QR code to the online Brooklyn Public Library where banned books could be accessed. The judge ordered the board to turn over its revocation order and documents explaining its decision. That documentation, filed Thursday, lists several rules of conduct it says Boimier violated. And while it says she did violate HB 1775 as well, it does not cite which parts, only that they're parts not subject to the injunction. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
If you file for divorce in Oklahoma, the process can be tricky. And as Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports, expanding access to divorce can help save lives.
A recent report from the nonprofit Oklahoma Access to Justice Foundation finds that the Sooner State doesn't provide standardized court-approved forms for divorce, making it harder for people to navigate the legal system. Katie Dilks, the foundation's executive director, says that's a huge problem in cases of abusive marriages.
Access to divorce is really critical for keeping people safe and allowing them to escape relationships that may be violent or may turn violent.
Oklahoma is one of only 5 states that doesn't standardize divorce forms. For those seeking help with divorce filings, Legal Aid Services of Oklahoma provides online resources to make the process more understandable. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
It's the first weekend of the Oklahoma State Fair in Oklahoma City. Expect new attractions, new food options, and a new youth curfew. We get details on the policy from Grayson Wheeler with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
The move comes after a young fairgoer shot a man during last year's event. Guns and knives are already prohibited at the fair. Now, organizers are working to make sure young people aren't alone there after sundown. Fairgoers under 18 will need to have an adult over 25 with them after 5 p.m. It's similar to a curfew implemented on the last day of the 2023 fair after the shooting. Unaccompanied youths risk getting bounced from the fair before they can get their hands on a fried Oreo, a petting zoo animal, or a ticket for the Ferris wheel. The fair is open now and runs through September 22nd. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.